I don't remember this happening fairly recently, but every once in a while, there's a part of the world where people are starving, and literally starving. And we see them on TV, and they're wasting away and things like that. And we always respond very generously, and certainly that is something that is appropriate. And this is there's two kinds, and that's important. It's an important thing to do, but there's other kinds of starving too. And I think one that's more common, certainly in our country, is spiritual starving. We are, many in this country there's no direction to their lives. The popular culture tells them, nothing is true. Well, everything is true. Well, if everything is true, nothing is true. And people are searching, and sometimes searching in just, things that don't fill their need, because there's a hole in us. There's a hole in us that can only really be filled with the truth, with the thing that is the most real, and that is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, God. He makes us in His image, but then, having been made in His image, we then need Him to fulfill our lives. And the people recognize the need, but they don't always recognize the source. And so, or they don't always recognize what can fill that. And so, as I say, there's a lot of spiritual starving in our country. And it is only through feeding us with, Jesus, really. I mean, ultimately, Jesus is God made flesh, and it is Jesus and His Spirit to guide us that will help us. There is a second kind of, maybe not starving, but I remember a few years ago an author or a writer, commentator, he wrote a book on going to places that nobody in their right mind would ever go to. And one of the places he went was a country in the a third world country. And what he said was that, the people had enough food to eat. A good percentage of them suffered from what he called the World Health Organization or somebody calls the first level of malnutrition, meaning that you have enough to eat, but it stunts their growth. So the people are small. And a lot of times, if you've seen people from third world countries, if they've grown up in maybe not poverty, but maybe not wealth, a lot of times they are, smaller than us here. That's one of the things people say about Americans, is we're always so big. Well, and I do my part. But malnutrition that stunts the growth is actually very common around the world. There's also certain groups of people that are smaller naturally than others, but we're not going to go into that. But certainly, people suffer from that. And I think a lot of us suffer from that, because, of course, I'm addressing you. I'm hoping that no one here is starving spiritually. If you are, we have plenty of food here. But I think a lot of us suffer from that second kind of malnutrition. We stunt our growth, because the problem is we have to go live in the world. And the world tells us one thing, Our faith tells us the other thing, but we spend more time out there. And so a lot of us, I think, are seek the world's answers to our problems, you know, whether it's through through achievement of athletics or whatever, which I like sports, but it's not going to fill our spirit. Achievements at work, wealth, things that we buy, all those things, or even some of the crazier stuff that the world wants to give us. That isn't going to fill our needs. And, I often joke that a lot of times we Christians have, and Catholics and Christians, we have like an eighth grade education. We go for advanced degrees and all that, in the world, but then in our faith, we have maybe an eighth grade education, because a lot of us stop sort of at I guess it's 10th grade now, but whatever it is, wherever we stop at after confirmation, that's all we do. And of course, we always try to stress that, and we don't always offer things that will do it to people later than that. But in any event, we want to remember that we don't want to stop growing. The thing is, unlike your body, your spirit never stops growing. Your relationship with God never stops growing. So it's important to keep feeding it with nourishment. And it's not just, there's all kinds of nourishment that we can feed us with. Anything, because Jesus says, I am the bread of life. So anything done in Jesus' name, or with the guidance of Jesus, or with prayer kind of thing, anything with that will nourish us. Any kind of prayer, and especially prayer, I think, with families. If families, I know how families. People are going in 78 different directions, even though there's five, six people. Somehow, five or six people can go in 78 directions. But, if we can make time somehow, even just a couple of minutes a day, for the family to pray together, see how each other's day went and just thank God for the day and things like that, that would be so wonderful. Prayer before meals, all that kind of thing. Studying the scriptures, people are intimidated, I think, by studying scriptures, but the church gives us, there's various ways, there's all kinds of ways where you can read the Bible in a year, and that's one of the good things about the internet. It gives you all kinds of things. But even if we just do the daily readings, and I know that people have jobs and things and jobs in school, and daily mass is not something we can do, but necessarily, but we can read the daily readings, very, very brief, couple of minutes. That gives us a good chunk of the Bible, just doing that. And there's various places you can get that. The U.S. Catholic Conference of Catholic Bishops website has that. Of course, if we have a couple of operations or offerings of adoration. Adoration is a way, kind of, to feed us with Jesus' body, even outside of Mass. Paul gives us this nice suggestion here, because he tells us that, he gives us what we often feed ourselves with, which is bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, and reviling. And a lot of times our reaction to things in the world is that. But that's not what we want to do. We want to be kind, compassionate, forgiving, as God has forgiven you in Christ. And so rather than, and I always like to remind people that best way to avoid sin is to cultivate virtue. So the best way to avoid anger, bitterness, shouting, I like that, reviling, is to cultivate kindness, compassion, forgiveness, all those things. And we do it with God's help. But of course, the thing that feeds us the most is the one that is actual food. Jesus tells us, I am the bread of life. So we come here together. We are fed every time we do. We are not starving in that sense, because we come and we receive Jesus himself, food for our spirit, food for our journey through life, food that will strengthen us. You know, Elijah had that food that God gave him, food from heaven, that he could go for 40 days to Mount Horeb on that food from heaven. And that's what God does it. He gives us this bread, and if we can receive it every day if we want. But certainly we can receive it every time we come together here on Sundays and on holy days and whenever. And that is the best food if we receive it in faith. And so that's what we want to do then, is do the best we can to feed our spirit with the bread of life, feed our spirit with Jesus through the week too, so that and as we do that, we will grow. Our growth may be stunted now, but we can grow. We can keep growing, as I say. Unlike our bodies, our spirit can keep growing. So I encourage everyone to find ways to feed your spirit, find ways to find nourishment, so that we may grow. And we may grow closer to Christ, and we may grow in his spirit as well, and that we will not be starving, but that we will be well fed, as we can be, well fed by the bread of life.